let's move to time certain item 401.
Adopt the fiscal year 2015-16 spring supplemental budget and make other budget-related changes.
All right. Andrew Scott and his team are here. We have some amendments before us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'll get started while Jessica passes the amendments out. Good morning. We're here today to talk about the spring budget monitoring process, and you did have a work session last week. I apologize for having missed it, but I did watch it. Seemed like it went very well and in record time, so I may not be invited back, so you can continue to have 20-minute bump work sessions. I'm going to walk today through the proposed bump that's on the table, and then as the mayor mentioned, there are some amendments being passed out to that as well. I'm just going to walk through some of the high-level issues and some of the specific packages just to lay the groundwork. So again, spring budget monitoring process is where bureaus come forward with budget adjustments, and they come forward with year-end projections. At a big picture, just focusing first on the general fund, prior to the bump, we had $1.1 million of unrestricted contingency in the general fund and $6.5 million of compensation set aside. The proposed bump that is before you today would use about $400,000 of the general fund contingency, leaving $700,000 remaining, and would use about $6 million of the compensation set aside, leaving about $500,000 remaining. In addition to those changes, the supplemental budget also sets aside in a policy reserve $1.7 million for expenses related to the Columbia River Levee project. I think you are all familiar with that project. This is the city's share of the next phase of that study. There was a request in 16-17 as well, and we've had some discussion whether to debt finance or cash finance, but there was enough available in contingency to set that aside, carry it over, and use that $1.7 million in next year's budget. So that's in there as well. And finally, as a technical issue, but just to note, $345,000 is set aside to fund a true-up in the general fund overhead model. This is something we do every spring bump as we go back through the overhead model, so as we balance in 16-17. I would direct your attention now to Exhibit 4, which is the general fund reconciliation report, which we usually go through when we talk about the bump, and it's the easiest way to, again, walk through the specifics of the general fund changes that I just talked about at a very high level. And I'll go pretty quickly, but feel free to stop me and ask if you have any specific questions about what's in here. In terms of the compensation set aside, as I mentioned, $6 million is being allocated. The four bureaus that requested it, police, fire, the Bureau of Emergency Communications, and parks, all came forward with compensation set aside requests. They all are granted with the exception of $215,000 for parks because the Bureau had realigned that out of personal services into external materials and services, and I think that's going to be one of the amendments you're going to consider today is potentially adding that $215,000 back in. And as I mentioned, there's $500,000, a little more than that, remaining after these amendments, after these adjustments. And I do want to note there is still some risk with fire retirement payouts and overtime costs. Then the overexpenditure ordinance, we're going to be keeping a close eye on that just to make sure that they're able to live within that budget. But again, that $500,000 may be needed depending on the number of retirements we see out of the Fire Bureau. Moving on to the mid-year reductions, we don't always have these in the spring bump, but it's nice when we do because it adds some general fund back in. There is a small amount there dealing with some tenant improvement reimbursements that are coming from the facilities fund over to the general fund. There was Bureau of Emergency Communications underspending from fiscal year 2014-15. They returned this in the spring bump. That's $331,000. There's $519,000 of general fund cash transfers for the debt payments related to the new fuel stations. So again, you approved the fuel stations out at the Sears Center and actually elsewhere in the city as well. We just haven't issued the debt this year. And so although the ongoing funding is still in there, the fuel stations project is still moving forward. We just didn't need the money this year. So we're returning it to the general fund. In addition to that, $519,000 of general fund, $570,000 is flowing back to non-general fund bureaus, their share of those fuel stations as well. And then finally, just a little bit under $800,000 is being returned to the general fund. You allocated that money in the fall supplemental budget for tenant improvements at the Jerome Sears facility, but those aren't going to be completed this year, and we're a little bit on hold in terms of figuring out what the overall plan for that facility is, so that's coming back to the general fund as well. In terms of the new requests, there are $415,000 of new requests, and that doesn't include the $900,000 that you'll see in there for parks arbitration costs. Council set that money aside in the fall bump. We were waiting to see what the costs are, and in fact, they are at least the $900,000, so the full amount's being allocated to parks. The other $415,000 is broken down across a number of bureaus. $25,000 is going to the Bureau of Planning Sustainability for a sustainable industries assessment per our agreement with the C40 Climate Leadership Group. You'll notice that another part of that request was around coordination for the smart cities technologies, and that is not currently included in the bump. There's $40,000 going to planning sustainability for the work on the inclusionary housing code. The City Hall security packages there from the Office of Management and Finance, those are being funded in the 16-17 budget, which is why they're not showing up here in the spring bump. Currently is not included $50,000 for the B Corp program, but I understand that may also be an amendment that you're going to consider today. There's $156,000 for the arbitration award, another $65,000 in fire and rescue, another $65,000 for the Housing Bureau for work on the inclusionary housing policy. I mentioned the parks, $900,000. There's a $100,000 request for expanded ranger coverage in the summer. It's currently not included. Again, I think that's another amendment that you'll be considering. $75,000 to support the Saturday Youth Basketball Program and the Portland Public Schools costs related to their janitors. And again, our feeling was that the Parks Bureau had the ability to absorb that in the current year. There's a technical adjustment for the Police Bureau, $33,000 for the fair wage adjustment that they didn't get in the fall bump. And then Council's already approved the $25,000 for the Oregon Nikkei Endowment, so we're pulling that out of contingency. And $40,000 for work on the Springwater Corridor, I think related again to the State of Oregon Oregon Solutions effort there. And then finally a $31,000 appropriation for air toxics study, which I think came from Commissioner Novick's office and involves Portland State University. Are there any questions about the new requests before we move on? Then just very quickly for the rest of the general fund, $5.2 million of program carryovers are included here. And all requests that came from bureaus for program carryovers were included with the exception of $130,000 in planning sustainabilities for the Smart Cities Initiative. They both requested new funding and carryover, and so the request for new funding was not included. There was $417,000 for Housing Bureau contracted funds, which I think they're going to get encumbered, and so does not need to be carried over because they'll carry it over through an encumbrance of their contracts. $158,000 for the Portland Development Commission Small Business Working Capital, which again, PDC believes they'll be able to encumber those funds before the end of the year. $49,000 of unspent Innovation Fund dollars, and because that's supported with an ongoing appropriation every year, the remainder is going to fall the balance. And then finally, a small portion of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement's request for noise program carryover funding. And then the very last section on technical adjustments, again, those are mostly technical, so there's not very much to focus on. But one of the things that you'll see here is the Innovation Fund awards of $479,000 just being moved out of special appropriations into the bureaus where they were granted. And then let me just talk very briefly about some non-general fund changes, both positions and other major items that are happening in the bump. The Bureau of Development Services is requesting and receiving position authority for 23.5 new positions. Again, as their workload and fees continue to increase, they're increasing the size of their workforce. We will just note, and I think it's something to talk about as part of next year's budget as well, BDS is rapidly approaching the point where they were sort of before the downturn. And I just think it's important that we, you know, and BDS knows this, and we talk to them as well, keep an eye on that overall staffing level because there will be another downturn. And again, sort of what the optimum size for that bureau is, it very much is a boom and bust cycle. But they are adding 23.5 positions in this bump.
We have the business continuity plan so that we know whether we need to add or subtract.
Yeah. The Housing Bureau is requesting one position for the inclusionary housing policy work. OMF is adding one position. Parks is converting three limited-term positions to regular and also adding a position. And finally, Planning Sustainability is converting a non-general fund position from limited-term to regular for the recap project. And then just a couple of large non-general fund items. The Bureau of Environmental Services, the revenue and expense projections are such that the Bureau is budgeting an increase to their rate stabilization fund of about $24.5 million. The Fire Police Disability and Retirement Board is approving a $2.6 million a transfer in order to pay for a $2.6 million legal settlement. And finally, there's an overall increase in charges for services in the city of about $32.5 million, 19 of which is recognition of service development charges in the Parks Bureau and the Bureau of Environmental Services. So again, SDCs continue to go up at a very rapid rate. Bureaus are making those budget changes in the bump. With that, I'll take questions on what was filed, and then I think there are some amendments that you have to consider as well.
Questions for Andrew or Jessica on the proposal as it came to us? Okay, so then let's take up amendments, proposals. I think we have at least two, maybe three packages. I have a package of three, which I think has been distributed, which is first funding some increased positions in the Police Bureau funded by fees for public records requests, totaling $54,152. These positions are needed because of the increased time and effort associated with records management. And then $75,000 in unrestricted contingency to the Portland Development Commission for our B Corps initiative. This will be held in the program carryover set aside for the allocation into the 2016-17 budget. And there's an updated exhibits 1-5 that reflect this change. So I would like to propose those amendments.
Second.
And then we have amendments from Commissioner Fish to increase expenses in the Water Bureau Fund 602 by $35,000 for maintenance and operations of the Dodge Park and other hydro parks. This is a cash transfer from the general fund unrestricted contingency that will be carried over into the water fund for expenses in the next year's budget in 16-17. And again, updated exhibits reflect that change. This amendment's prompted by our interpretation of a recent court decision that says essentially that general fund dollars need to pay for the operation of these facilities, not water fund dollars. So I would propose Commissioner Fish's amendment.
Okay.
Thank you. And then Commissioner Fritz, do you want to walk through yours?
Thank you, Mayor. The $215,000 to Parks for the Teen Service Program from the comp set aside, and they're coming with, I believe, your support, and then $100,000 to Parks for six park rangers from April through September, similar to what we did last year, and with the understanding that most or all of that service is going to be on the Spring Water Corridor.
Second that. And then Commissioner Saltzman, I don't think you have any, or do you, as Commissioner Novick, do you have any other amendments?
I don't think so.
I think those covered all the ones that I know about, Andrew, right?
Those are the ones I'm aware of, yes.
Okay. So all those amendments are before us. I want to thank our staff, see if there's anyone who wants to testify on the amendments and on the spring bump as now proposed to be amended. Anyone want to speak?
We have three people signed up.
Okay.
Please come on up. Joe Walsh, John Middleton, and Robert West.
Come on up.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Are you going to limit me to the amendments?
No.
Okay. No. It is our understanding that you are now moving $65 million. You are also adding 27 jobs, 27.5. I'm not sure what the 0.5 job is. It must be a little job. But you are adding 27 jobs. And you're moving $65 million. And you allowed 15 minutes for this item. We are against this supplemental. Because we don't feel that the people of Portland either understand what's going on. So when the mayor says, hey, I took all these jobs from the city. I lowered all these jobs. Now you're putting back 27, and nobody even talks about it. 27 jobs is how much money? It could be $100,000 each with benefits. It's a lot of money. You guys throw around figures of $5 million here, $3 million here, $65 million there, and then you just do it in a supplemental. This is adding to the budget. I mean, you guys are almost comedians when you sit up there and you do this stuff. And then you do amendments, and you do it under an emergency clause. So nobody's got anything to say about it except today. We can't look at the amendments. We can't study them. We can't figure out. The people that are watching this today cannot write in and say, no, I don't want you to do this until I understand where that $65 million is going to go. And I know it goes to the fire department. And I know it goes to the cops. But we would like to know that. How much? And why are you doing 27 jobs when you brag all the time about how many jobs you eliminated? Can't have it both ways there, Mayor. You can't eliminate jobs and then add jobs here because it balances out. And you can tell me about the 200 jobs, but it's your word, and I don't believe anything you ever say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm totally against them charging for police records, which was one of the things that was on there. As far as the police records and stuff, that should be given to the public for free. Those are public records. And just because someone walks into the police department, they need some police report and they don't got the $10 or I guess $15 or whatever you're going to raise it to, they don't get it. That's wrong. Might be someone that's on disability or something like that that needs a police report for a civil case or something like that, and they can't get it because they don't have the money. I think that, and number two, I think all victims of crime should be able to get the police reports for free. They shouldn't have to be charged for it and stuff like that. That's my personal opinion. As far as adding more jobs to the police department, Mary, you've cut a lot of police positions. Police are constantly saying that they're stressed out, and I know I add a little bit of stress to them. But I want, and as far as adding anything to traffic, I think before we pay a penny more to traffic, we need to ask the state, because when the officers write the tickets, that money goes to the state. It doesn't go to the city of Portland. So we need to ask the state to help us with supporting our traffic division. And that's what I got to say.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog Communications, PDX. One of the concerns I have is that 100,000 to public schools janitors. I don't think we need to be funding the janitors at public schools. Another issue I have is on the Dodge Park maintenance fund. Again, I really think we need to sell Dodge Park and not utilize that for entertainment purposes for the city employees. I'd like that to be looked at real close on what is the purpose to hold Dodge Park in the Water Bureau. I don't see any purpose at all. Except for entertainment purposes, I'd like to have that appraised and sold and to go back into either a general fund or back to the Water Bureau itself. Again, on adding any more jobs to BDS, I absolutely disagree with that. Again, I'm having concerns on BDS raising more fees to developers. I want to have these fees dropped. I want to have more incentives to the developers, and I want to see these 23 jobs cut, not put into place. Again, due to the market conditions currently, I feel that we will not need them in the next year. I think our market is beginning to cool off at a very rapid pace. A lot of developers from other states are looking very close at, even if they want to put money into the Portland market anymore, if we continue to increase more fees to the developers. They will only put their money in other states. If we do not offer them the incentives right now and understand that the market is cooling off, their ability to get certain amounts of money is getting very interesting at this time. They will put their money into other states. So again, I do not want any more BDS employees hired, and I want fees to begin to drop to developers. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak? Okay, then it's time, please, to take a vote on the amended ordinance.
Do the amendments first?
I'm sorry, we have to adopt the amendments first and then vote on the ordinance. Thank you. We put them on the table, but we didn't adopt them. So a vote on the amendments as a package.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I think Commissioner Fisher's amendment's a little dodgy, but I'll still vote aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, now on the ordinance as amended, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
So I first want to thank the mayor for including $31,250 in this budget for Portland State University to research the dispersion of heavy metals in Portland soil and air. There'll be an announcement this afternoon about this project, which is a partnership between the city, county, and PSU. And I think that we've had a lot of concern about Portland's air quality in the past couple of months, but a lot of citizens have been following this issue and raising concerns for years to the city, county, and legislature. This collaboration with PSU is an opportunity to grow our shared knowledge base about air and soil pollution in Portland. We need the information to better understand the problems so we can figure out solutions, and I'm pleased that we're able to partner on this effort. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Mayor, for this proposal and also for agreeing to fund the Rangers and for your leadership on addressing concerns on the Springwater Corridor and elsewhere for issues affecting neighborhoods. This is a very responsible budget amendment of $3.88 million. The 27 jobs are 23 in Bureau of Development Services and 4 in police. And those, especially in development services, are paid for by the increased construction that's happening and are still trying to catch up on that. I appreciate that. I particularly want to note that our internal materials and services have decreased by $2.2 million in the costs, primarily as a result of the lower cost of fuel leading to decreases in fleet interagency agreements. So the low cost of gas is certainly benefiting the taxpayers of Portland in being able to put more money into other services, and I appreciate that. I am very appreciative of this and also looking to your big budget being proposed in the near future, of which this is cleaning up this year's budget to prepare for next. Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I want to thank the council for making sure that we do the right things at the right measure of effort and cost in this budget. So I think it's been a successful collaboration on the council to manage the city's finances. I want to thank Andrew and Jessica for managing this process from our independent budget office, which, of course, is the source of the statistics that I cite, like how many city employees there are. I think after this change, there's still about 150 less than there were 6 years ago, but you can check my math and you will. But this has been a good process. I appreciate the fact that we are putting more effort into the management of the Springwater Corridor. That's an urgent community need. Actually, through the Oregon Solutions process or the Oregon collaboration through the state, other local governments are now stepping up and helping us with that work. So I actually talked with Clackamas County yesterday, and they're going to be contributing people and dollars to make that a successful multi-jurisdictional effort, because of course the Springwater is not just in Portland, it's also in Clackamas County and in Gresham and in unincorporated areas. So that's another case where this kind of adjustment over the course of the year lets us do our work better. So thank you all for a job well done. Aye. Okay, let's move on.